This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Tell you what, felt like a highwayman this morning.
Yeah? So what happened? Tell me.
Well, I'm meeting a friend after this and I didn't drive my car into work because we're meeting in West End, so...
Yeah.
I thought, look, I'll get the train in. And as I get to the train station, my train is there and it's waiting for me. It's about to take off. But as I'm coming down the stairs to tap onto the go-card machine, there are people at the machine working on it and the whole shell of it's off and they're looking at the inside of it. And I didn't even notice the new machine that they put in as well on the other side. So I jumped on without paying. Yeah, outlaw.
How dare you?
This is such a, you know, mad move on my behalf. And don't condone it to anyone. You know why? Because at Park Road, so I got on at Norman whoop. Park at Park Road.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
And some cops got on. And the police.
And you stiffened right up,
and eh? I hadn't paid. And the security fellas were on there as well. They got on the train and I was sitting there pretending to enjoy my music. And
same time.
Deep down I was like freaking out a little bit because I thought, wow, you know, I just jump on the train and here I am going to have to pay a couple $100, you know.
A little hooligan.
Something, yeah. And anyway, they checked out some Eshays that were sitting next to me or near me in my area and this is the one day I didn't wear my Air Maxes as well, so
I
wasn't as much of a magnet to them. But then they sort of went through and they got a couple of people and then – so we're stopped, right? The train has been stopped for 2 minutes now and I haven't paid sitting there. And the police officer comes up to me and she says, ticket or go-card, hand it over. And I just reached for my go-card about to say, look, I didn't even see the machine. It was being worked on this morning when I got on. So I was about to say that. And then she gets called off by the fellas outside going, oh, no, we've held this one up enough. It needs to go. There'll be another train here in a second.
Oh,
she
my God.
Walked off, gave me my go-card back. So in that split second, I was about to pay a fine and then I wasn't. And then the train took off and I thought I was fine. And then the next load of security guards are coming up the corridors and they're double-checking.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're coming towards me. I'm like, this can't happen a second time, surely. But thank God my stop came before I got ticketed again, almost got ticketed.
How's that for timing?
I know. And I got down the bottom of South Brisbane station. I'm about to walk out those gates. All the gates are locked.
Oh, my goodness.
So instead of being sus, I just walked straight to the desk, the help desk, and I just went, look, they were doing maintenance on one of those machines as I tried to scan on. Is there like a ticket I can buy now and, you know, make up for it? And they're like, no, mate, come on right through. So I got to work for free. But could have ended up paying a couple of $100.
Oh, my gosh, Clay. You were touched by an angel this morning, that's
so.
For sure.
I think I've got to go buy a ticket or something.
I reckon. Go get a lottery ticket from the little place down there.
Oh, man, well, I felt like an outlaw there for a bit until the police officer was holding my go-card and I was like, yeah, okay. Now.
You really were a rebel today.